Hey scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, what happens to the biology of our waterways when pharmaceuticals pollute them? Well, a new study has examined the effects of antidepressants on certain fish species. And joining me now is co-author of the study, AJ Riesinger, Assistant Professor in the Soil and Water Sciences Department at the University of Florida. Good afternoon, AJ.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming on. And people will wonder why you were making the link between antidepressants and fish, but it's the pharmaceuticals that make their way into the waterways through our toilets.
Yeah, absolutely. So whenever we take medication, our body isn't 100% efficient at using whatever we put into our body. So if you take a pill, you might only use 90, 80% of that pill, and whatever is not metabolized by your body will be excreted the next time you use the toilet. And so whatever your body doesn't use will make its way into our wastewater stream. We could also improperly dispose of our medications and dump them directly down the drain. You shouldn't do that, but if you do improperly dispose of them, those chemicals can make their way into our waterways, having effects on organisms in the ecosystem.
And you'd imagine that the levels would be quite small, but even with that, you've noticed quite significant behavioral changes in some sea life.
Yeah, so our study was an experimental study. We did it in the lab, but we had a setup that mimicked natural environmental conditions. So we had rocks and leaves and algae and bugs and everything you would expect in a normal stream. But we were able to control the level of the pharmaceutical in the system as well. And so we did a study where we looked at an environmentally realistic concentration of pharmaceuticals. Very low, 0.5 parts per billion. So super low concentrations, but concentrations that are commonly detected out in the real world. And when we did the study, we found that after 2 weeks of exposing freshwater crayfish to these low level concentrations, the crayfish became much more bolder and more active, potentially suggesting that they could be more likely to be predated upon in the real world in the environment.
Yeah, it's interesting because stupidly, you'd think, oh, it must just lift our mood. This is great for the crayfish. Mm-hmm. But no, when it affects their behavior, it puts them in danger.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little tricky to try to compare a human response to an antidepressant to a crayfish. Obviously, we're very different animals. But the crayfish, they do become more active. So you could kind of think of that. But that's not necessarily a good thing. Because when these crayfish are more active, then they're more likely to get eaten by a fish or a bird or an otter or something like that. And then if the crayfish get eaten, not only is that bad for the crayfish, but that can also change the rest of the food web. Crayfish are known to eat plants, eat algae, eat bugs in the water. So they have really large effects on the broader food web. And so if you mess with the crayfish because their behavior changes, that could have really large effects on other parts of our streams, lakes, and rivers.
Yeah, because I suppose there's a knock-on effect then if there's a change to their behavior. In some, there was a change in behavior to aggression levels. So This will affect the way they mate, the way they reproduce, survival rates.
That's possible. So we didn't actually look at reproduction or survival rates. Crayfish have a pretty long life cycle, so it would take a much longer study to really get at some of those things that you're asking about. We did look at potential kind of knock-on effects beyond the crayfish themselves, looking at the algae and looking at nutrient cycling and photosynthesis in the streams. In our study, we didn't actually find those effects, but we think, again, it was because we did a really short study. We only studied this effect for 2 weeks, and we think that it probably takes a little bit longer than 2 weeks for these antidepressants to affect the crayfish and then to have bigger carryover effects on other things that we look at.
Do you make recommendations based on your findings, AJ? I mean, is there anything we can do about this? Has the horse bolted, or do we need to make changes to how we treat water?
Yeah, so I don't make policy recommendations. I'm not a policy expert. I do report these findings, and if policymakers think that it's important, then they can and think if there's a need to invest more resources into upgrading water treatment plants. But one thing I will say is that there's a few things that we can do in our daily lives to make sure that we're minimizing our impacts. First and foremost, I never tell anyone to stop taking any medication. You should take whatever prescriptions are prescribed to you. You want to be happy and healthy, so don't stop taking your drugs to protect the water. But what you can do is you can make sure that you're being environmentally conscious when you're disposing of your medication. If, say, you start feeling better and you decide you don't need to take the whole 2 week course of antibiotics, make sure you don't flush it down the drain. In the U.S. here, we can drop off unwanted medication at local pharmacies or at police stations. But I'm not sure if that's true in Ireland as well or not. But worst case scenario, if you can't figure out where to take your unwanted medications, you should make sure that you put them out in your solid waste. So in your refuse bin, mixed with something that doesn't taste good, that an animal isn't going to eat, something like coffee grounds or something like that, because that will allow for more time for the natural environment to break down these pharmaceuticals before they get into our water.
Any reason why you chose the crayfish to study, AJ?
Yeah, so we chose the crayfish for a few different reasons. First off, as I mentioned earlier, they have a lot of different effects on aquatic ecosystems. They can be really abundant in the environment, so there can be a lot of them in a waterway. And they also are known to be really voracious omnivores, so they basically eat anything they can get their claws on. They'll eat algae, they'll eat leaves, they'll eat bugs, they'll even eat baby fish. And so we know that they can have big impacts on the environment. We also know that certain species of crayfish in the U.S. are resistant to pollution. So in places that are really, in waterways that are really contaminated and you often don't see a lot of different wildlife, you still might find crayfish. They can be in some of the more heavily polluted waterways. So therefore, we think they're more likely to be exposed to pharmaceuticals at higher concentrations. And then finally, as I think you mentioned earlier, there's been previous work that has shown that crayfish, when they are injected with serotonin, they become their aggression response increases, so they become more aggressive. And the specific pharmaceutical, the antidepressant that we were looking at, is made to alter serotonin pathways in the brain. And so there hadn't been previous work looking at this antidepressant exposure in the environments with crayfish, but given their previous response to serotonin levels, we thought that there might be this likely pathway for crayfish to respond and then potentially have knock-on effects on the ecosystem.
Well, AJ Risinger, Assistant Professor in the Soil and Water Sciences Department at the University of Florida, thank you very much for coming on.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with Millicue Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.